What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about something very simple. And we're going to talk about the six things you must do in your life for ultimate success. Now, everybody defines success differently, but if you're looking for something more inside of your life, then this episode is a must. There's six things, they're easy to implement, but they'll change your life forever. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast. If you know me well, then you know that I have a very obsessive personality at some point. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that sometimes I'll get fixated on things and I'll dive deep down the rabbit hole with them. And over the course of the last few weeks in our office, one of the patterns that I've really noticed with many of our new clients coming in and clients that have been with me for some time is that many of them seem to be doing all the right things, yet they're still having issues inside of their life. And so if I just kind of rewind and reflect over the course of the last month or 2 months, a lot of times I've been having people come into our office who, you know, are eating very well and they're doing CrossFit and they're taking good care of their body and they may even look physically fit. And yet they're still riddled with injuries, with sleepless nights, with so much stress that they can't seem to wrap their head around how they're going to be more productive or how they're going to get things done. And it's kind of one of these things where, like, especially with the state of our political environment, people are just struggling. And if for a number of reasons, but it doesn't have to be that way, right? And there's a very specific set of decisions and choices that we can make to ultimately allow us to be more successful in our lives. Now, I am not here to define what success is for you. Only you can figure that out. But the deal is that once you know what you want inside of your life, there are a series of steps that you can take to get there. And I can guarantee you that those series of steps are the same for every person. And so this is what I want to start with, is just this conversation, because I think it's important, is that before I get into the six things for ultimate success, I just want to talk about there are many different kinds of people. And oftentimes, I would say a majority of the population, and this isn't good, bad, right, or wrong, it's not judgment, it just is my observation of what I see, is that most people say they want to see change inside their lives, with their bodies, with their weight, with their fitness levels, with the money that they're making, with their relationships. The list could go on and on and on. Most people say that they want to see change inside of their lives. However, when you lay out a very specific path for them, they stop after the first step of the path, and then they get off the path and they try to go somewhere else because they didn't feel like it was working. And the thing is like, it doesn't matter what you do. The thing that makes people successful, anybody that you look up to who you think is super successful, the reason that they're super successful isn't because of luck. It's not because of coincidence. It's not because they were born with more money than you are. It's because they committed to a path of excellence and they stuck to it every single day, no matter what. And when you stick to it every single day, no matter what, this is when things start to unfold for you inside of your life. Now, the really cool piece about this is, like, regardless, again, I'm not defining success for you. I'm just telling you, this is what I see with successful people, is that they find something that works and they stick to it. And they stick to it so much so that they never waver from it, and it allows the results to come to them. And there are some manifesting ideas behind this, but I don't want to get into the mindset piece of it. I want to get into the physical nitty gritty, like, what six things could I possibly do in my life to have more success? Now, success is going to be different for everybody. Some people just want to make more money. Some people want to lift heavier in the gym. Some people want to have better relationships. Some people want a physical body that looks better and feels better. Some people just want to sleep better. There's a number of different things that we would define success. So I'm not here again to define success for you, but I think there are six things that you must do for ultimate success. And when I lay these out for you, I need you to understand this one thing that's very important from the very beginning. And that is the six things that I am about to lay out for you are in order of reverse importance. So the first thing that I'm going to share with you is actually the least important. It's the thing that you should be spending the least time and energy and effort on. And this is tried and true methods inside of my office from real clients that I've worked with. I could share case studies for each and every single one of these steps. And I can guarantee you that if you follow them and you start to change your life and you consistently stick to what I'm talking about here, I guarantee you'll notice massive results inside of your life. I have seen people quit their jobs and go do what they're passionate about and make more money than they've ever thought was possible and live in places that they never thought were imaginable for them. And here they are doing it as a result of following these steps. So again, I'm starting with the least important. So if we want to lay this out as a pyramid, this is the production pyramid inside of my office. We're starting with the very tip of the pyramid, the very tippy top, and we'll work our way down to the most important things. So that first thing, number six, of the most important things that you can do for ultimate success inside of your life, regardless of how you're defining success, is this, is that you should focus on supplementing your lifestyle. And what I mean by supplementing your lifestyle, I physically mean nutritional supplements. Now, there are three that I use and I recommend for just about everyone, not quite everyone, but almost everyone. And that is this. One is some kind of greens powder. The fact is that for 99% of us, we do not eat enough green leafy vegetables. And so for that, I recommend some kind of greens powder. I have my favorites. I don't need to share those with you on this episode. If you're interested, you can reach out to me. All my contact info is in the show notes. I would love for you to send a DM, send an email, and I can talk to you more about and guide you to some of my favorite products. But the point of this is not to push products. It's just to let you know how you can ultimately be successful. So under this hacks or supplements category, greens powder is a must. I use greens powder every single day. I have for many, many years, and it supplements my lifestyle in the sense of that I know I don't eat enough green leafy vegetables, and it helps. And there are some that taste really, really good. So I can help you find one. Again, reach out to me, email, DM, whatever it is. The next is vitamin D. The fact of the matter is, even here in Southern California, most of us are not getting enough sunshine. We're not in the sun enough. I know for me personally, like, I love to surf, but I'm surfing usually before the sun comes up anyway. And then so I'm getting very little vitamin D from the sun. And then I'm in my office all day. And by the time I get home at the end of a long day, it's nighttime again. And so I'm not getting in the sun except for like maybe a few hours on the weekend when we take our daughter to the beach, or Heather and I are on bike rides, or whatever the case may be. And we need more vitamin D. All of us do. And so supplementing vitamin D is super important. But here's the trick, is you have to get quality vitamin D. You have to get quality vitamin D, and it's better if you take vitamin D with some sort of fat, because fat helps you absorb vitamin D better. And then lastly is fish oil. And so fish oil, because of the amount and the ratio of omega-3s in the fish oil, I highly recommend getting this for a number of reasons. If you're an athlete, or you're an entrepreneur, or you're somebody who has lots of stress and you just want to be clear inside of your life, fish oil is a natural anti-inflammatory. So it's going to bring down inflammation in your brain. It's going to bring down inflammation in your joints. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you perform better from a brain-based perspective. Now, the key again is quality with all of these. You have to get quality. Like, if you're going to Costco and buying the biggest box of fish oil or vitamin D that they sell, that stuff is trash. I do not recommend buying it. You need to get some products that are third-party tested and approved and have done the research and the clinical studies behind them. Again, if you want to reach out to me, I can share with you my favorite products in that area, but quality, quality, quality is key. So that's number six. Number five on the list, and you may be surprised to hear this one, but number five is movement. Movement of any kind. So when I'm talking about movement, really what I'm talking about is exercise. But here's the thing, all exercise counts. No matter who you are, you don't have to do CrossFit. You don't have to be surfing as hard as you can for hours on end to consider exercise. Exercise can be something as simple as going on a bike ride with your spouse. So exercise can be something as simple as taking your kiddo for a 45-minute walk in the morning before you get moving and get going to work or the office or wherever you're headed for the day. So exercise can come in many different shapes and sizes. It doesn't have to be the traditional, like, oh, I need to go punish my body for an hour. And here's the other important thing about exercise and all exercise counting. So I'm going to share a quick story with you. So I'm doing this challenge right now. It's called 75 Hard. 75 Hard is just a protocol. It's totally free. There's no financial commitment to do this. It's just a challenge for me, and it's a mental challenge. So basically, I'm doing 75 days of clean eating, no cheat meals, no alcohol, and I'm working out two times a day for 45 minutes each workout. Now, here's the thing, is that most people think that, oh, I worked out once in the morning, I'm good for the rest of the day. However, what we do, I am guilty of this as well, especially before I started the 75 Hard Challenge, is what I would do is I would work out super hard for like 20, 25, 30 minutes, CrossFit workout, and then I would be lazy the rest of the day, like sitting at my desk at the office, not really moving around much, sitting at night, not really moving around much. And here's what I realized, is that that one and done approach for the day is actually not super healthy. So it's way more important for you to be up and moving multiple times throughout the day. So maybe instead of walking 45 minutes first thing in the morning, you walk 15 minutes first thing in the morning, and then you walk another 15 minutes at lunch, and then you walk another 15 minutes in the evening, and have some other kind of exercise in there. Because as you break it up, we were designed to be moving a lot and moving a lot throughout the day, not just moving one time and then sitting the rest of the day. And movement is key. Movement is life. If you cannot move, then you cannot live. And this is one of the characteristics of all life, all living species, is that there's some sort of movement. We may not be able to see it with our naked eyes, but there's always some sort of movement involved with living species. And so I think it's important that we continue to move throughout the day. So a quick story about me and the 75 hard real quick is that I wear this thing. It's called a Whoop strap. So very similar to like the Apple Watch that tracks your heart rate variability, and it tracks your heart rate and it tracks your exercise. It doesn't track your steps. It tracks how many calories you burn. They use some different modifications or some different measurements to tell you how hard you should push yourself in workouts. Anyway, I love the Whoop strap. Highly recommend it if you haven't checked it out. But one of the things it measures every day is your heart rate variability and your recovery. So how well you're recovered to push yourself the next day. And here's one of the things that I've noticed that I think is super interesting about the Whoop strap, especially in light of doing the 75 hard, where I'm doing 2 45-minute workouts per day, is that my heart rate variability and my recovery, even though I'm working out more and I'm working out harder than I've ever worked out before, my recovery is actually better. Now, I don't have a specific explanation for this yet, except for the fact that I think because I'm pushing my body harder and I'm doing it multiple times a day instead of just once a day, first thing in the morning, is that I'm actually sleeping better. My body's resting better because I'm using more energy and I'm moving throughout the day. And I think it plays a role, and it's really shown over the course of the last 16 days of this challenge, is that my recovery has been way better than it typically is, especially by the end of the week. And I'm, like I said, I haven't taken a rest day, so I've been pushing my body much, much harder than I ever have since I was like 22, 23, 24 years old. So number 5 on the list, we have number 6, which is hacks or taking supplements. Number 5 is movement or exercise. Number 4, this may come as a surprise as well, is nutrition. So more important than exercise and taking supplements is having clean nutrition. Now, nutrition should really be super, super simple. And I put it like this: if it comes from the ground, if it comes from earth, if it's not processed, then it's safe to eat. And if it's not, if it's processed, if it comes in a box, if it comes in a package, if it has multiple lists of names of ingredients, then it's probably not safe to eat. If there's something that you can't pronounce on the list of ingredients or you don't know what it is, you probably shouldn't be eating it in the first place. And so that sounds super simple, but I'm going to take it just a little step further. And I really think it's super important to focus on organic and focus on non-GMO. And here's why. When we are eating things that are conventionally grown, which actually conventional should be organic. It's crazy that in the United States we have to have a label of organic in the first place. But nonetheless, things that are organic are grown without the use of pesticides, okay? And so the use of pesticides is important because pesticides like Roundup are actually simply antibacterials. Roundup was patented as an antibacterial and antimicrobial. And so we're spraying these antimicrobials on our food if we're eating GMO, if we're eating conventionally grown food. And one of the things that happens is that this Roundup, or this glyphosate is what it's called, it actually kills off the good bacteria that's on the food, and it messes up. There's a pathway within these plants called the shikimate pathway, which helps us produce, helps that food produce certain enzymes to give us a very essential amino acid. And if we don't get that essential amino acid, then we don't start to get the nutrition from the food that we normally would. And so eating organic and non-GMO, I think, is critical. If you're really, really struggling and you think finances are going to be an issue with this, I would have you just check out what the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen are, and avoid the Dirty Dozen and start to eat the Clean 15. And so you're just basically figuring out, like, what things should I absolutely not compromise on eating things that are organic. One of those things being strawberries. Strawberries get sprayed a lot because we don't want to have the bugs on them. And strawberries traditionally can absorb a lot of this glyphosate. Glyphosate has it wrecks your digestive system, it wrecks your neurological system, and so it's really important to have clean nutrition. And nutrition doesn't have to be difficult. That's the thing, is if you just start eating organic, non-GMO foods, and then you just make sure that you're eating things that come from the earth. So like I said, if you're reading the package and you don't know what something is or you can't pronounce it, that's a pretty safe bet that you probably shouldn't be eating it in the first place. And it literally can be that simple. So if you're eating meat, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, you're going to be doing pretty well, all right? And it's literally as simple as that. So nutrition. So number 6 is hacks or supplements. Number 5 is exercise or movement. Number 4 is nutrition. Number 3 is relationships. Now, it's important. You've heard me talk about relationships on other episodes of the podcast. I think relationships are important from this aspect, is most people think that, oh, if I have a lot of friends, especially with the state of social media and how our social networks work online, a lot of friends does not mean anything at all. What actually matters more so than having a lot of friends or a broad group of friends is having really, really deep-seated relationships with a few people or a lot of people inside of your life. So the deeper relationships that you have, the healthier you're going to be. Because these healthy relationships very specifically affect your physiology, much like supplements, much like exercise, much like nutrition, but the relationships have an even bigger effect. And you've heard me talk about this on past episodes of the podcast where Harvard has done this study with men since like the 1930s. So a lot of these guys are like over 100 years old now. And what they found is that the most important, the key indicator to someone being healthy and being living a long, fruitful life is having deep-seated relationships. And so relationships are important. And if you don't have healthy relationships, then the time to start building and fostering those is right now. And I can tell you one thing from my experience is that a lot of our clients here inside of our office have felt that they didn't have deep-seated relationships until they started showing up here. And we meet people and we've created a community at Nexus where we can share with each other, we can be deep, we can be honest, we can be truthful, we can be ourselves, and it has such a benefit on our health and well-being mentally as well. So number six, supplements and hacks. Number five, exercise. Number four, nutrition. Number three, relationships. Number two is sleep and or meditation. So having healthy sleep, as you know, allows your body to restore itself and regenerate itself. So if you're one of these people who has a ripped six pack and you're eating well and you have some pretty good relationships and you're taking the right supplements, but you're not sleeping, like you're literally not sleeping that well, then your body's not recovering as well as it could. The other part of this is meditation. Is meditating is key, is calming your mind and being able to keep your body from a very conscious and aware place. Keep your mind from going to negative thought processes, or keep your mind from dealing with stress or taking on stress and letting it freak out your physiology. So this is my suggestion, is that if you're hesitant to start meditating or you don't know where to begin, reach out to me. I can suggest a few apps for you. The one I use regularly is called Headspace. It's not necessarily my favorite, but that's the one I use because I found it. There are also some very specific YouTube meditations that I use. None of these need to be long, by the way. So a lot of people think that meditation is where you sit and you don't listen to anything and it's completely quiet and you're not allowed to move and you're not allowed to think. Well, that's actually completely backwards. We have to train our brains to get to a place where it can be quiet and we can sit for long periods of time. So it doesn't need to be that. There's different types of meditation. So using an app will allow you to train your brain to get there. And then the other interesting part about sleep and meditation is that when you're meditating, if you're tracking your physiology, like I track my physiology with the Whoop strap, one of the things that you will notice is that your body will start recovering better. You will be sleeping better, and that sleep will allow you to recover more deeply. And I've noticed this and I can track it. I started meditating last October. It's been almost a year ago. I should have started way before that, many, many years before that, but I was always hesitant to it. And what I've noticed is that my recovery is better. My demeanor is better. I don't let negative thought processes slip into my head nearly as much. And when people joke with me and they're like, Dr. Daniel, how are you positive all the time? Well, one of the reasons I'm positive all the time is because I quite literally have trained my brain to do this through meditation. And so the same is possible for you. I'm not special. I've just been committed to it, just like I explained to you in the beginning. I've been committed to all these things like I explained in the beginning. And this is why I've seen some pretty cool results inside my life. Is there more to be had? For sure. Can I do some more work in these areas? Absolutely, 100%. If you know me and you know my nutrition well, then you know that I love to have cheat meals. This is exactly why I'm doing that 75 hard, is so that I can push my body and train my physiology on a deeper level. And then lastly, so we have six is supplements. We have five is movement, four nutrition, three is deep relationships, two is sleep or meditation. And number one, the most important thing you can do to be so ultimately successful inside your life is have brain-based chiropractic care. That's right, my friends. You're probably thinking that I'm biased because I am a chiropractor and this is what I do for a living. However, I'm going to have you consider that this is exactly what I live. And if there was something that if out of these six, if there was anything that I would not give up no matter what, the number one thing that I would never, ever, ever give up in my life ever again would be brain-based chiropractic care. And here is why. is because when you understand how the chiropractic adjustment, a very specific chiropractic adjustment, affects the prefrontal cortex of the brain, the part of the brain which is responsible for your success, the part of the brain that is responsible for telling you what is stressful and what is not stressful. If you don't have a healthy nervous system that is free from stress, then you are not going to sleep as well as you could. Your relationships will never be as good as they could. And here's why, is because that prefrontal cortex is responsible for you being able to connect with people. And if you cannot connect with people, your relationships are not going to be as deep as they are. And this happens when there's stress stuck on in your system. If your body is stressed out because you don't have brain-based chiropractic care, and these are things that you may not feel, by the way, is that your body is not going to absorb the healthy nutrients that you are eating the way they could, and you're not going to be recovering from your workouts the way that you could. So here's what I see often, is that I get these people who come in to see me, and this is no offense to them. I love them. I appreciate them. They've seen amazing results inside of our office, but I see this time and time again. I used to be the same, as a matter of fact, until I learned about chiropractic care and what it can do for the human frame, human physiology. And then this is what I would see, is people who had good relationships. They may or may not have been sleeping well. They definitely weren't meditating. They're eating super clean. They're exercising super hard. They're taking all the supplements. They have a ripped six pack, yet and still they show up in my office because they have tons of injuries, or because they're not sleeping well, or because they have anxiety, or because they have digestive issues. And even though they're seemingly doing everything right, they're missing the one key piece, the one key ingredient, the one thing that controls all, and that is having a healthy, functioning nervous system. And the way that you have a healthy functioning nervous system that is free from stress, that allows your body to do everything that you want it to do, that allows your brain, that prefrontal cortex, to be completely online and functioning at 100%, is to make sure that you are adjusted very specifically by a neurologically based or a brain-based chiropractor. Because when you understand from a neurophysiological perspective that properly moving joints of your spine sends very specific messages to the prefrontal cortex of your brain and allows your body to stay out of stress mode and stay in healing mode, you will then understand that this affects your sleep in a positive way. It will absolutely affect your relationships in a positive way. It will affect your nutrition. Even if you're already eating healthy, you'll start digesting and absorbing those nutrients better. Movement, it will allow you to recover harder after your workouts and even push harder and probably PR inside of your workouts. One of the mamas that we're taking care of last year, she set a goal to PR in the LA Marathon. Not only should she PR, if you don't know what PR is, it's personal record. So she was trying to do better than she had ever done before. She set a personal record in the LA Marathon by 35 minutes. That's like a minute and 22 seconds per mile faster than she had done the year before. What did she change? Well, of course, she was training super hard, but she added chiropractic care into the mix and everything else fell into place for her. And we see this time and time again with our CrossFit athletes, with our runners, with our parents, with our entrepreneurs, with people who are looking for deeper connection inside of their relationships, inside of their lives. And it all happens through having a healthy functioning nervous system. So my question for you is this: of these six things for ultimate success, which ones are you missing? Or if you're hitting all of them, with the exception of chiropractic care, when is going to be the right time for you to just have your nervous system checked to see if there is a place where you can benefit even more so from all of the things that you are already doing? And I can guarantee you, my friends, that when you have your nervous system checked, you will find, if you've never had it checked before, that you do in fact have stress stuck on in your system. And there's a very specific process in which we can turn that off and turn on life in ways you never thought possible. That is all I have for you, my friends. I love and appreciate you. If you got some value out of this episode, I'm never going to charge. I'm not selling you anything for this. If you got some value out of it, all I ask, your payment for this episode, is to simply share it up with somebody who needs to hear it. Also, please leave a rating and leave a review. This is how we get this message into the hands of more people. I am all about trying to create the healthiest community so my daughter can live in a place where people are thriving and not just living mundane, zombied out lives. And chiropractic care is the way to do it, along with the other six things for ultimate success. So that is all I have for you, my friends. I love you. I appreciate you. We'll come at you live again next week. We'll talk soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.